Thank you, Mr. Greenwald. I'll recognize members of the committee for questions. Mr. Greenwald, if you'll allow, I'd like to open up.
Sure.
You talked about the annual tax revenue estimated to be somewhere around $1.65 million that would go to the municipality of Searsport. From a transportation perspective, and then looking at it in terms of the economy of the rest of Maine, what benefit would be derived by Maine and its economy, that whole generalized piece, from having a port facility developed on Sears Island, other than the obvious tax benefits to it?
And employment and so forth. I mean, I think we can all understand that. There are many shippers in Maine now. I can name names if you like. Sappy Paper, Hinkley is one, who ships a good deal of their freight in and out of the state through other ports. Another one is L.L. Bean. L.L. Bean has substantial amounts attracted to come and go from the West Coast and come to me. Obviously, those would be candidates for movement of traffic through Searsport rather than going somewhere else to do that. It would be more efficient and probably less costly for those main businesses who could take advantage of this opportunity to use Searsport rather than some of them use the port of Montreal, some of them use the port of New York, some of them use... we had a barge system that operated for a while that took containers from Portland to New York, but that's kind of an inefficient system. Sorry, Mr. Hinchas. So, do I think others would use it? Certainly. I think benefits would accrue to the state because we were handling so much traffic that's going elsewhere. And, it makes something available to Maine shippers and receivers that cannot otherwise be available because this is a volume business. You can't have a ship come in to Searsport or Portland or anywhere else and unload five containers and pick up three containers and sail off to Europe. Things don't work that way. If you don't have volume, it doesn't happen.
Thank you. President
Madrick, and then
we'll
hear.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Good morning. My question is, you said containers would be the big, rather than bulk materials.
I believe right. That would probably
right.
Be
and
the case.
And my question would be, the railroads seem to be a key ingredient to get in this whole process because of the ability to get to the West Coast and to the interior. Is there any, do you think in the future, and again I'm not sure, it would seem to me though that rail line would probably should extend onto the island.
Oh, exactly.
Do you foresee that happening?
That is part of the process. If you have access to the Cornell study, the Cornell study takes the cost of building the port at about, if I'm doing this from memory, $220 million. Well, that included the port facilities. It also included substantial road improvements adjacent to Searsport and the extension of the rail line onto the port facility itself, which can easily be done, and that was part of the initial plan when the causeway between the mainland and Sears Island was constructed whenever that was done.
That just makes sense.
Yes.
Thank you.
And over here, I'm going to let Representative Fisher go and then Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Honorable Moore. Good morning. Moore, maybe a Fisher. What is the number of people you have applied for the 1099?
This week?
Yeah.
Give or take 240. Yeah, if you asked me as of the 1st of June, the number would have been 300 and closure of the Katahdin paper mill, even if it is on a temporary basis, has not been done good things for us.
If court goes in, have you done any speculating on what it will do for the employment picture of the MMA?
Oh, it will certainly improve it, and it will, I would say, in and of itself, I mean, you know, you have to make certain assumptions that if someone is willing to invest the money to build the port, they have satisfied themselves that there will be sufficient traffic through the port to justify the investment. And you can speculate on, well, exactly how much traffic is that, but you can't really tell. It will make all the difference in the world.
Jobs for the railroaders compared, pay-wise, compared to the average main worker. Average pay?
On average, I would say we probably pay, inclusive of the benefits, and this is something fairly important, inclusive of the benefits, $70,000 to $75,000 a year. We have done our best to maintain our benefit package, which is essentially free to the employees, and it's a full benefit, full medical, dental, life insurance, catastrophic insurance, and so forth. How long we can do that, I can't tell you, because the cost of that program in and of itself is going to rise 21% from 2008 till 2009.
One more question, maybe I should ask a question. If the port does not go in, your parent company, what is the future of the MMA if the port does not go in?
Well, we are doing everything we can to generate as much traffic as possible through the Port of Searsport already. We are working very hard, and we have representatives on the payroll in Europe, both in Western Europe and Eastern Europe, to develop traffic basically from that point. And we are working on that, and we're also working on interesting port developers in Cedars Island as a container port. And I will say that, can I mention this?
I can't read your mind. But go ahead.
Is there any? Are there any people from the globe interested in the development of Sears Island as a port facility?
Yes or no?
Yeah. Thank you. I think that was advice.
One more, if I may. With the dealing out the MMA, the second major rail line in the state of Maine is supposed to be Maine Central with the Guilford system. Would have a positive impact on them also?
On Guilford?
Yeah.
I think so. It has the potential to do so.
Okay.
Perhaps a little, it's somewhat more limited because we have the way you move containers is you put them in a freight car and you stack them up too high. And when you stack them up too high, they're in round numbers 21 feet tall. We have the ability to move traffic of that size from Searsport to our connections in Montreal today. No other work necessary. Guilford has, because Guilford is an older railroad and was built through the hearts of existing cities and towns, as you well know, you represent a lot of them. They have a lot of dimensional difficulties that would not allow them to handle double stacks, but they could handle the containers on a single level basis.
Thank you so much.
Recognizing that we are coming to the end of this particular portion of the meeting, I would ask that the questions be succinct and that the answers be rightly so, and I'd like to have us take some action on it as before. Do we have Representative Thomas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been told that Sears Island is one of the few places, or Searsport is one of the few places on the East Coast where the double stacks that you mentioned can be shipped to the Midwest, and that some of the other major ports in the country might include that. Is that the case?
Yes, that's true.
So there would be an advantage to a shipper.
Oh, most definitely.
Because the cost would be much less if you could stack those containers.
I think that to get the direct route, let's say the object is to get it to come. To get a direct route, you need to go through the Port of New York, which is congested and by modern standards too shallow, or you have to go as far south, I believe, as Charleston, North Carolina, before you avoid going through tunnels and clearance restrictions to get from the East Coast to the Midwest.
It would seem to me that Maine would be a hard place to operate a rail line. You've got freezing and thawing conditions that make it hard to keep a roadbed maintained. You've got long distances of railroad that need to be maintained, and low volumes of traffic. And it would seem like that anything that we could do that would add to that traffic would make it easier to keep a better rail line. And if we had a better rail line, would make shipping by rail more accessible to all shippers in the state of Maine. Is that a way that I should be connecting those dots?
It's a very good job. It should be on my board of directors.
Thank you.
You don't know who I am.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Greenwood? Seeing that, thank you for your time.